Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, welcome back on board On the Mark. It's a pleasure to have you with us here on Wednesday. Glad to have you with us. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. But be sure to put OTM at the start of your message. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Again, our telephone number is 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236, but be sure to include the keyword OTM or phrase at the start of your message. You know, we all know SMC stands for Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars and satisfying more customers. With that comes the need for many great behind-the-scenes employees. While they have many awesome technicians ready, willing, and able to serve you, they need even more because, as a 107-year-old business, they got a lot of customers who keep coming back time and time again because they're so happy with the service they get at Sunbury Motor Company. So they're looking for entry-level and experienced technicians to work in their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body and frame alignment, and towing departments. Whether you're an experienced technician or an entry-level technician looking for your first job or someone looking for a career change, they would love to hear from you. Stop by in person, apply online at sunburymotors.com or call Todd at 286-7746. That's Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. Well, we have some unfinished business from yesterday. We have some emails and we have some texts. The email says, "All I can say is, what a mess America's in. But wait, it isn't over. Did you ever see the movie, What About Bob? There's a part there where everybody thinks Bob went home, and Dr. Marvin says he didn't go home, he'll never go home. And he opens up the door, and guess who's standing there? Bob! Trouble is all over in America. We won't come together. And trouble, it won't go home because it is home." All right, there's one. And another one says, let me see, another unfinished email, says, "Isn't it funny that we can give money to other countries and yet be trillions of dollars in debt? I don't understand how that works." It's called deficit spending, Dave. That's how it works. Okay, we have one call on the line, one coming in. We'll get to our callers right away. Stan, you're on the mark this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Do you find it kind of interesting how when a hospital gets blown up in the Gaza Strip, right away they want to blame Israel because Hamas says it? That's how it is?
Well, I was interested to see President Biden this morning saying that he thought the other guys did it. And there was an audio clip of what the president had to say where he said the other side did it. But he was mumbling so lowly and seemed so weak, I couldn't even hear what he was saying.
Well, jet lag, you know. Yeah, there's kind of video that Al Jazeera had because they were, you know, they have live feed cameras all over in the Gaza Strip waiting for Israel to attack them. Sure looks like one of the rockets that Hamas tried to launch into Israel didn't exactly go as planned, and that's what struck the hospital. And there's people assuming that there's was a weapons catch also in the in the basement of that hospital. So that's why, you know, you got a weapons catch with ammo and explosives, it tends to make a bigger boom than just a single rocket.
Well, I think that there certainly, with all the technology we have in the world today, with spy satellites and with radar, that we should be able to tell whether there was an Israeli plane in the area that fired anything. It would seem to me that and we should also be able to determine whether or not a rocket launched by Hamas went rogue and came back and hit them.
Well, that's looking at the video. You see the launch, and everything kind of goes up and circles back, and there's a big boom and explosion and fire. and all that in the video, and because it's dark, so that's all you see.
Then how can they blame Israel for that?
Well, because they're Hamas, and Hamas, that's all they do is it's propaganda. Everything that happens, all the Palestinians that die are because of Israel. Even though, some aren't. So, but right away, the mainstream media in this country wanted to blame Israel before that all the information was in. Well, now, Israel, from my understanding, has, because they have listening devices around Gaza, phone lines are tapped and blah, blah, the electronic monitoring, that they have conversations between the Hamas people that saying, yeah, it was one of ours, we screwed up and we had people die. But that's not what the propaganda arm of Hamas is saying.
Have they released that audio?
The Israelis, that I don't know.
Well, I would think if they had it, I would. Given the international outrage and the fact that Arab leaders canceled their meeting with President Biden, which I think is atrocious. I mean, he's right in the area, and they canceled the meeting because of this attack. If Israel had absolute proof that it wasn't them, that it was Hamas, then why in the world wouldn't they share that immediately?
Well, they may have. I just said, I don't know.
Well, it's not being covered if they did.
You also got... Well, the mainstream media also blamed Israel for it. So there's that too.
Okay.
You think about that. The mainstream media right away it was Israel. Okay, Israel came out and said no, it wasn't us. We didn't do it. But they still blamed Israel. Okay. Now, like I said, all the truth will come out in the end eventually. Whether I don't believe Hamas because they're the ones that started this. With their murderous rampage last weekend. So why should I believe anything that comes out of their mouth? That's just the way I feel about it. Israel, we'll have to wait and see. From the video, it sure looks like it wasn't an airstrike. It looks like it was a bad rocket.
Well, I wouldn't.
And they were launched at that point. They were launching a pile of them into Israel.
I would think it would be Israel would have nothing to gain by blowing up a hospital.
Well, no, they wouldn't. They've been dropping leaflets all across the Gaza Strip telling the people to get out. So why would they, purposely shoot at a hospital?
Well, I did see, and the coverage, I agree with you, it seems to be slanted somewhat to the Palestinians. Some Palestinian woman saying, they told us to leave the north, we went to the south, they bombed the south, they told us to go here, they bombed there, and now they told us to go, we're in the hospitals, and they're bombing the hospitals. So, I think...
Life sucks.
Well, yeah, I guess it does. But, I mean, if Hamas is putting military objectives in places like mosques, in places like hospitals, nursing homes, orphanages, wherever, if they're doing that, then, they can't blame other people for the fact that Israel is trying to stop them. I mean, they can't.
Well, I understand that, Joe, and there is no if about that. It's been proven that they hide their weapons catches, their operational facilities inside hospitals, churches, mosques. I guess there ain't many churches in Gaza, but mosques, schools, and those type of places where there's a lot of innocent, quote, civilians around. So when Israel strikes those, that's why they dropped the leaflets to tell them to get out. When they strike those places, people are going to die because Hamas, for one thing, isn't allowing a good majority of those people to go to get out. Telling them to stay.
One of our emailers who is commenting on the conversation we're having says, there is evidence that the parking lot was hit, not the hospital.
Okay, hit by what?
Well, I would suspect whatever this rocket was, and maybe that caused collateral damage, to the hospital itself. If the parking lot was
the parking lot, what was under the parking lot?
Well, that's a good question. Were they aiming at the parking lot or were they aiming at the hospital?
Well, and if it was a rocket and it was an errant fire and it went into the parking lot and didn't hit the hospital, what was under the parking lot? Because they're known to have lots of tunnels and weapons catches in those tunnels. So if it was enough to explode that, what kind of explosion do you think would happen when you start hitting all the explosives and ammo and munitions they have stored in hidden spots?
Well, it wouldn't be good.
You're going to have a big mess.
Wouldn't be good.
No, I wouldn't think so. So this will all flesh out in the end. We'll find out the truth eventually. But it's always amusing to watch the mainstream media right away. It's Israel's fault. Because, you know, it's just the poor downtrodden Palestinians, you know, the ones that have said that they want to wipe Israel off the map.
Well, we have another call coming in, but, you know, I understand what you're saying. I think it's a sad state of affairs when the Israelis are accused of something they didn't do. And if the Hamas actually did it, you know, then I think they should stand up and take, I won't say the credit, but the blame for what they've done. And Israel should be let off the hook. I mean, let's face it. They're not going to do that because it doesn't serve their purposes. They'd love to have the world believe Israel bombed a hospital. But I don't believe, given the Israelis' history and the fact how oppressed they were during the Holocaust, I can't imagine that they would today deliberately bomb a civilian institution that had nothing to do with, you know, terror attacks on their country. If there was, in fact, something going on in that hospital that was terrorist-involved, Israel has given notice in the past that it's intending to blow something up, you know. So I can't imagine they wouldn't have given them some kind of a warning.
That's right. So, in the future, you know, we have the fine Democrats down there in D.C. that insist that we bring these Palestinian refugees, quote, to the USA. I'm sorry. That should never, ever happen, because all we are is importing more problems, because the embedded Hamas terrorists will be amongst the groups if they bring them in.
Well, I don't know that.
So we're just asking for trouble.
I don't know how many people other than Three Alarm Bowman are proposing that, but I know that he was.
There's several, but it doesn't matter, because that'll gain in speed, and all these pro-Palestinian protesters in the colleges and universities and on the streets down in D.C. and wherever else they're at, they're going to start demanding that. And we know what happens with Uncle Joe down there. He just can't, you know, the pressure will be too much, and that's what will start happening.
Well,
we got to help the people.
One of our emailers said yesterday, you ever hear the story about the camel that stuck his nose in the tent? Sooner or later, the whole camel's in the tent. I guess I mean they literally, too. Hey, thanks, Dan. Appreciate your call, as always, sir. Thank you so much. 570-743-9565. Bill from Bloomsburg, you're up next. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, Your Honor. Just to clarify, right, the Israelis guided missiles, right? Hamas has homemade, they're called rockets, right? They're handmade, homemade rockets. They rip up the streets, the pipes in the streets. They make homemade rockets. Less than 20% of their rockets hit the intended area. They don't even, like, not target area, right?
I haven't seen that. Where'd you see that, Bill? I haven't seen that.
And, well, you got to listen to your positive, your conservative podcast. That John Solomon, Ted Cruz, Dan Bongino, they all expose it. Now the thing is, right, you have to understand that they are attacking. Oh, man, you got me off.
I'm sorry.
My train of thought, but
sorry about that.
But the precision and everything. Here's what I'm going to say. The New York Times, the Washington Post, right, came out and said when this even the CNN and all this, right, when this so-called hospital was attacked, right, they came out and said hospital blown up or attacked, 400 or 500 dead, and at the very end they says Hamas. So when in the New York Post, hospital, 300 dead, says Hamas, right? So they're running headlines without validation, right? Israel has actual satellite and video proof, right? Bindon Biden was over in Israel, has came out and said Israel's 100% right. Hamas blew up their own hospital. Okay, they have proof. All right.
Have they released that proof, though? That's my question.
Yes, it's Fox News. It's on this morning. Biden comes out and says Israel did not bomb Hamas.
No, he said it appears it was done by the other side. He didn't say there is unequivocal proof that it was done by Hamas.
Listen, Israel has precise guided missiles.
I'm not arguing that point. You said there was proof. I'm saying the President of the United States didn't say that.
Israel
he said it appears
said
that it was
proof.
Done by the other side.
Israel has made a statement. We have proof. Hamas came out and says they blew up our hospital. Who are you going to take? Dogs, savages that just kill, behead kids and put their own people and stand them up and let their own people get slaughtered as shields?
No, I'm saying that if you say you have proof, all I'm saying is great. I'm glad you got it. Let's see it. Why would the president say that it appears that it was done by the other side and not say Israel has proof?
Bitten on Biden, right, is destroying this America. I don't believe anything he says, right?
Okay.
He paid people not to work, right? He's defunded the police. He has green energy, government control. He drained all our oils to try to get all our oil reserves to try to get a couple percentage points in the polls, right? He screwed up the Abraham Accords, right? This is why we're having this issue today, because he pulled out of the Abraham Accords, right? He has open borders where fentanyl is killing Americans. He's printing more money faster than our economy grows, which is we have inflation. And he's bought and paid for the media to push these narratives. This guy is no good. And the Abraham Accords right now is why this is going on, because he's enriching Iran. You know what the Abraham Accords were doing to Iran? They were putting them on their knees.
Yeah, well, the whole idea was to bring them. The whole idea was to bring them to the bargaining table, which didn't work. So,
you understand that Iran has seen how good we are militarily. We took out Iraq, right? Iran knows that militarily, we could destroy them, right? So, they're pushing this nuclear thing, right? And Biden is enriching them with their nuclear power, right? The only way Iran knows they could defeat us and put us on our knees is, number one, get a nuclear weapon, take out over Israel, and threaten us to do whatever, and maybe shoot them over our way. It's common sense.
Well, I can't argue that point with you. But, I'm looking at Fox News right now, and what the president says, Biden says Israel not to blame for rocket that hit Gaza hospital, left 500 dead. He doesn't say that Israel has absolute proof it was done by Hamas. There's nothing on the Fox website that says that.
At no point did he say, these Israeli lives were because I enriched Iran, which enriched Hamas, and I took down the terrorist restrictions and gave Hamas $300 million when I came into office. He won't say that.
No, he won't. But I'm saying there's a difference between saying
one misguided missile. You understand? The Israelis have precision guided technology missiles that hit their targets, and it'll come out. You don't understand. Hamas is like a street gang. They're just thugs. They're making rockets. They have rockets.
Yes.
They don't have missiles. They have rockets.
But that's not
handmade, homemade rockets.
I have heard you say that, but what I'm saying to you is you said there was proof. I'm saying they're not saying there's proof. They're saying Biden says Israel's not to blame for the rocket attack on the Gaza hospital that left 500 dead, done by the other team. That's what he says. And if he said, I would
Israel has the proof. Israel would not. Listen. Israel would not target a hospital.
I agree. I don't think they would either.
It's a democratic state. They have the same values that we have. Our country is under attack.
But, Bill...
Right? And here's one thing. This war has exposed and has brought out all the media corruption and the cancel culture, because Black Lives Matter and going after these companies has been exposed in 2015, where they say that Israel should be defeated.
But
I watched that personally,
okay.
That speech by the co-founder.
But, Bill, here's the thing, Bill. If Israel does, in fact, have the proof you say they have, then they would be well advised to release it and make Hamas look like the lying sacks of excrement they are. But they're not releasing it. At least the President Biden doesn't say they are. And in the meantime, Hamas gets to say, oh, the Israelis did it. They blew it up. I'm just saying, if there's absolute proof, get it out.
The media will never come out and say that.
They'd have no choice. They would have no choice but to come out and say it if
they've come out and said it. They made the statements. They made the statements. We have the proof. They came out and made a televised statement. We have proof. We have satellite proof. We have everything. Like the first caller said, we have the phone calls. We have everything.
Right, but there's a big difference
it's just
between
whether if people want to put it out there, it's out there. They have made them statements.
There's a big difference between saying I have proof and actually having it. President Nixon had
saying that Hamas are dogs and they're savages and like they just like kill. You know, they have cartoons over there where they teach 3-year-olds how to kill Jews.
Yeah,
and then
no,
they put them on TV.
Hey, listen,
right from when they're come out of the womb, they're taught to hate the Jews.
Yeah,
like
I know.
They're savages.
Bill, I've got to take a break. Thanks so much for calling. I always enjoy talking to you. We have lively debates. Call again. Thanks a lot, sir. 570-743-9565. We have to take a quick break to stay on schedule, but we will be right back.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. 3 dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Today, everything seems like it's constantly changing. And just like the rest of the world, today's housing market is also changing. Whether you're buying or selling, you need an agent who can make sense of all those changes and market fluctuations to guide you through the process with a steady and helpful hand. Hi, this is Larry Johnson, president of the Bowen Agency Realtors, and we've been helping you find your perfect place for almost 50 years. That's why folks have voted us the best real estate agency in the Valley for 7 years straight. Working with one of our highly trained and knowledgeable agents to buy and sell your home saves you time, money, and gives you the best results possible. We know what's important to you, and we always provide all the details you need. Remember, our team of realtors is the most trusted in the market. We have the most up-to-date and extensive housing listings along with the most valued commercial properties. Coming or going, trust the talent at Bowen. Come see us in Selins Grove, Sunbury, and Lewisburg, or online at bowenagency.com.
The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Caught on the near side by Pollock, and he's going to go to the 10-5 touchdown, Shikellamy!
Hi, it's Kevin Hurd. Join the Chief, Dave, Richie, and me Friday night for Senior Night as the Braves host Mount Carmel. The pregame starts at 6:30, kickoff, and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel is at 7.
Shikellamy Braves football on WKOK is sponsored in part by Service First Federal Credit Union, affordable events by Nicole and Sunbury Motor Company.
The leaves aren't the only thing falling. So are our prices at Shimock's Furniture World in Mount Carmel. This is JP, and we're giving you 10 different ways to save money on your new furniture or mattress purchase. Pick a coupon on our coupon sheet and get additional savings like a free rug with purchase of a sofa or 20% off select flex steel groups. You can even save up to $400 off your entire purchase and get that awesome Shimock service with free delivery, free setup, and free removal of the old. Come and see Shimock's Furniture World in Mount Carmel at Shimock's.com and on Facebook. Selling happiness since 1915.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. Our sponsor is Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. We have Joseph and Jim on the line. Well, it looks like we lost Jim. So we've got Joseph up next. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark for Milton.
Yes, good morning. I just have to comment on what you guys are saying. This isn't why I called in necessarily, but I listened to Joe Biden speak and address Benjamin Netanyahu this morning. He didn't say the other side. He said the other team.
Yes, that's right. He did. You're absolutely correct.
This is very important. In a football team, you have offense and defense, and sometimes you hear that the defense made more touchdowns than the offense, distinguishing the two teams, okay? He should have said the terrorists, the murdering terrorists that did this assault. You know what I mean? And Israel does have evidence, because they said also in the news that they have SkyCam over there all the time. You can watch it live. I watch it live here. And they said that one, they showed that missile that went up from Gaza, was intercepted, fell down in Gaza, and exploded. And also, Israel said they have a timing on that there, what time that happened exists there.
So you're saying that shows the rocket going up,
yes,
and then
sir.
something intercepts
right.
the rocket?
Intercepted and fell back down in Gaza and
okay.
hit the hotel.
So once it fell, the hospital, you mean?
Yeah, the hospital, yes.
Okay, so in other words, Israel blocked it from coming into their territory and that dropped back?
No, it obviously blew up. They're homemade jobs, and they're not that sophisticated, and it probably, or maybe it did intercept it, but it didn't get out of Gaza. They don't intercept until they get out of Gaza and come into Israel, necessarily. And so it was just a fluke and blew up, you know, immature, and fell back down on the hospital. And they have the video of it. I saw it. They showed it. And they have the timing of it, and they have, Israel said at that time, we had no missiles or anything going into Gaza. And so it's quite evident. And it would be totally ridiculous. That's totally against Israel. They know the world would be,
right,
and America would be against them if they did such a thing.
I agree.
But common sense tells you, no, it was the murderous Hamas. But that isn't why I called. Yesterday, I didn't get about 10 seconds or 15.
Right, at the end of the program, yeah.
Yeah, and you had asked one of the callers about why would the government want to do that, you know, go to cashless society and all this. And I didn't get to make my point. I want to say this. Go back, let your mind go back to the 1800s. 1869, in fact, right around the time of the Civil War. Do you think... If you were living at that time, knowing the, and yet 100 years later, in 1969, they walked on the moon, right?
Yep.
And I just sit in my living room and I watched them do it. Okay. And my point is simply this. There's a book written 2,000 years ago, and it said in the last days that there'll be a government system that will make you take a mark in your right hand or your forehead, and you cannot conduct a commerce. You cannot buy or sell. How could that ever be possible? I mean, we had wampum, we had all kind of currency that we exchanged, and other nations did, and still are, you know, changing them. But we can see it fastly coming over to the electronic funds transfer system, where Big Brother can tax you on every cent you make and control you. That's what it is. It's about tax and control and money and power. And, of course, the Bible predicted that. And I'm another 18 years, I'll be 100 years old. And I can't even tell you what's going to happen in the next 18 years with science and cloning and all this stuff that's going on that's happening in our day. I mean, it's just so... Even people that are in technological fields, they have to go back to school probably every other year to just keep up with the technology. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no argument. They do.
I talked to a Rovendale out here, and he was telling me, a farm guy that has an implement, you know, business, and he was telling me the seller of tractors came around, and he said they're coming out with this electronic tractor that you pull up to the gate, you get off, you open the gate, and you stand in front of the tractor and you motion it to come, and when you hold your arms up and cross it, it'll stop. And he said, well, you know, we don't have mechanics to take care of this kind of new, you know, fandangle stuff, so they have to send their mechanics to school to keep up. And all I'm trying to say is, again, to go back to that old book, the Bible, and Daniel said in the last days, knowledge will be increased. The run to and fro, and knowledge will be increased. And that is in the last 100 years. And this is from the time of Daniel, over 600 B.C., that was predicted would happen. And no one can say something like that with any assurity, and it's come to pass, that the Bible has told us that.
Okay.
So people got to get a hold of the Bible, pick it up, start reading. And if you want to read about Gaza, read Ezekiel 25, Amos chapter 2, Zephaniah chapter 2, and he'll tell you about Gaza in the last days.
Okay. Hey, listen, we got to move on, Joseph. I'm sorry. We have two other calls pending, and we got to get to them. Harry, you're next and on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I want to change the subject a little bit. I read a very interesting article the other day talking about, it was specifically about New York State, but it entails a lot of the things that people are trying to get passed through for green energy programs and everything. For example, the wind turbines off the coast of New York. There's been a lot of issues there as far as marine life being disrupted or killed. You know, a lot of dead whales, everything else. But the most interesting thing that I found about it was the only superstructures, because it takes superstructure ships to come in and put this equipment up, the only ones that can do it fly under foreign flags, which means they cannot put them up on United States property because that's a violation of the Jones Act, which is a labor law, which I did not know. I found that interesting. But it's another example of how all of these programs are ill-conceived and something that we're not prepared for. We don't have an energy grid for them. You have electric cars that would not go in cold weather or could not start in Florida or in hurricane prone areas. You know, once the cars get in wet weather, they don't start. It still takes natural fuel or what's the word I'm looking for, Joe?
Fossil fuel. Yeah,
to run all of them. Yep. We don't have the capability of mining enough lithium for the batteries that it would take to use all of these. I don't think that anybody, you know, it all becomes a flashpoint soundbite for all of these programs. But why can't anybody see that we're not prepared to run these? What am I missing? What am I missing? Is it just that I'm old and cranky and the guy sits on the porch, you know, saying, get off of my lawn? I mean, is that what it is or what?
Well, I think this whole green energy thing is very terribly expensive. Unproven. Biden keeps pumping tons of money into it. I thought we learned a lesson when we funded Solyndra. You know, we had all these great ideas. There's a lot of wonderful ideas out there. But again, we don't have a national priority as far as any of this stuff's concerned. And to try and say that we're going to turn windmills into our primary source of energy is insane.
Yeah. Have you ever gone up through upstate New York, like headed towards Niagara Falls? Have you driven up there in the last few years?
No, I haven't.
No? Okay. There are, Joe, I can't begin to count how many areas you go through and you see wind turbines, and I'm not trying to say how many there were or anything like that, but you cannot believe how many of them, on top of that, you can't believe how many of them do not run. You know, now, I find that hard to believe that a third of what's up there will supply all the power they need, so I've got to think that either they don't work or... And I don't know that. I mean, I'll be the first to say I don't know that as a fact, okay? But it just seems like you take this, and it's really a blight on the landscape,
oh, yeah,
too. I mean, what's beautiful mountains and hills as you get up through that area?
I could say the same thing about cell towers.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's true, too. That's true, too. But you know, to put everything into a program that we can't even prove we can run yet, I just can't believe that nobody can see or nobody calls to task the people in charge trying to jam this down our throats.
Yeah, well, I think that we have some serious problems in that regard. I mean, there's got to be a time and a place for alternate energy sources, and I think hydrogen probably has the most promise, and that we should be working to develop that. But in the meantime, I think we still have nuclear power that we're ignoring, all of which are more proven. Well, nuclear is certainly more proven and more dependable and more capable of generating large amounts of electricity than wind turbines.
Yeah. But I mean, we keep mandating programs for stuff that we can't manufacture, we can't run. I mean, I'm more bothered by where we're headed with that than I am many of the other things going on in the world. And that's not to denigrate or downplay what's happening in the Middle East right now, because I have a very real fear of World War III or even nuclear war there. But you know, it we've got to start worrying about what's happening in our own backyard, too.
Amen. Agree with you there. Hey, thanks, Harry. Appreciate your call, as always, sir. Take care. 570,
have a good day.
You too. 570-743-9565. Bob and Jim, hang on. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
To prove that mobile from Pentel and Data Business Voice brings the office everywhere you are, I'm to connect with my team while falling 15,000 feet.
We're here, boss. We hear you loud and clear.
Thanks, Janice. You know, companies today need affordable, cloud-based, unlimited calling, conferencing, mobile synergy, and easy upgrades to grow with your business to keep you, well, truly mobile.
Pentel Data Business Voice, anywhere you are.
Janice?
Yeah, boss?
Yeah, I'm gonna need a little help.
The holidays are on the way. Do you want to host gatherings of family and friends on the same old furniture, or make a visit to Plaza House Furniture? Plaza House Furniture has been livening up folks in the Valley for over 60 years, and they have the largest selection of name brand quality furniture from Lazy Boy, Ashley, and Craftmaster, along with bedding from Sealy and Kingsdown. They service what they sell and deliver right to your door. Custom order your furniture or use their free layaway for the holidays too, and shop now during the fall coupon sale. Plaza House Furniture in Seals Grove and Bloomsburg. Visit anytime at plazahouse.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
With Giant Choice Rewards, I always save money. I can earn choice points on stuff I already buy, then redeem my points for extra dollars off. Thanks, Giant App. Giant, for today's table.
Save $5 and we'll donate 10 to local food banks. See ad for details.
Welcome.
Welcome back to On the Mark. Bob and Jim, hang on. We're going to get to both of you. First up would be Bob from Williamsport. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Oh, good morning. I'd like to point out that there's rare coincidence in the world, okay? Now, if you were a Muslim terrorist and wanted to put out a terrible expose, what target would you pick?
Well, yeah, and in what way would I want to put it out? You mean to the news media?
Correct.
Well, I would probably pick something like a hospital, a church, or some place where children gather, a daycare or a preschool or something like that.
Correct. And if you had a selection of hospitals to pick from and you were a Muslim terrorist, what hospital would you pick over all the rest?
Well, my own, I would think.
No. A Christian hospital.
Oh, okay. Is that what they picked?
That's what they picked. That hospital was a Christian hospital.
Okay.
So, just common sense would lead you to believe that it was no coincidence.
Well, very few things are coincidental in the Middle East. I mean, they all seem to be...
Correct. Exactly. Yes.
So what do we do?
What can you do?
If you can expose them for what they've done, if you have absolute proof, and you can, or at least a preponderance of the evidence, I'd get it out there and I'd keep hammering it home.
Your media won't do that. The preponderance of the media will not do that. That's pretty obvious.
Well, it's pretty obvious that the media, the left, the mainstream media has, I think, a rather narrow bias right now toward the Palestinians, and I think they might eventually develop that into even more. There was a prediction I saw on, I think it was on Howie Kurtz's show on Fox on Sunday morning, Media Buzz, that they predicted that the mainstream media would start out defending Israel, but then they would swing over and start promoting Hamas.
Yeah.
Or the Palestinian people. Not Hamas, but the Palestinian people.
Yeah. And the bottom line is, too, there's really no such thing as Palestine. That was a fantasy made up. You know, all the rest of the Muslim nations, they won't take any of them Palestine refugees.
Yeah, I know they don't seem overly eager, but we have a congressman who wants
to
bring them here.
Well, that's been for years, too. That's just not on this deal. That's been their priority for years, that they will not accept them people.
Well, Three Alarm Bowman wants to bring him here.
Yeah, Three Alarm Bowman. Now, isn't that wonderful? That guy there is a alleged principal of a school.
Yeah, right. Should know something about fire alarms, shouldn't he?
Yeah. That's just the sample of the Democrats that people from New York and some of your liberal leeches that call in here favor.
Okay. Hey, we appreciate your call, Bob. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. Call again anytime. All right, Jim, you are on the mark from Shamokin Dam. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. That fire alarm that went off, that wasn't even in the Capitol building, just so you know. It was in an auxiliary building. So I don't understand why he pulled it, but it was just a boner. Okay, another one, Iran. Now, you're talking about Iran. First thing Trump did, got rid of the nuclear agreement so they could build nuclear bombs. Because he had a gut feeling, not because he knows anything about foreign policy. Next thing, this missile. They just showed something on CNN. Now, this isn't an expert. This is a military retired general made a statement. And I don't believe this was hit by a missile from Israel, but according to this fellow, he said most of these rockets shooting out of Gaza are shooting actually over top of this hospital heading for Israel. Well, he said when they looked at the explosion, they figured out that there was so much fuel in this rocket when it exploded, it wasn't just the explosion, it was the fuel in it that did so much damage, which led to their belief that this rocket misfired and hit the wrong target. Now, they say Hamas rockets are 30-35% failure rate. So that's like one out of every three they shoot up don't go where they want it to go. And anybody that don't think they have rockets didn't see the video of them under their tunnels with rockets strapped on the walls all the way down, and them two guys can pick one missile about 6 foot long up, carry it through the tunnel up through a series of steps to get it to its launch pad. So it's an unfortunate situation, and believe me, I would believe that Hamas would actually do this on purpose just to blame Israel, but it might have been a misfire. Now, as of listening the other day, if you remember, Trump decided to take out an Iranian general. He was a bad guy. He went after a lot of countries and caused a lot of terrorism. But they said Israel wasn't in agreement to do this. Trump decided he was going to do it, even though Israel wasn't, and they backed out of it. And Trump decided to do it anyway. And they said this is what caused a lot more explosive reactions in the Middle East when they took out the Iranian general.
Yeah, but you know, in all honesty, Jim, the Hamas didn't announce any particular event as being the trigger. I mean, that was a complete surprise attack on the Israelis, and they didn't state why they're doing it, except that the Israelis have something they want, freedom, autonomy, or whatever, in their view, I'm saying.
Okay, my view is there was going to be an historic agreement between Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and other Arab nations to get in line with Israel and get on the fence and be able to be friends again. And they decided that this was getting too mushy with all these Muslim countries coming around and seeing that they might want to make an agreement with Israel to keep the peace over the Middle East. And it was just time for Hamas and Iran and everybody to say, hey, we don't ever want this to happen because the Muslims are never going to be friendly with the Israeli and Jews because the Hamas only has one goal, and that's to kill all the Jews and eliminate them completely from the Middle East. So that's my view on it.
Well, I think you're right in that regard. I think that's exactly what Hamas wants. You know, I don't think there's any olive branch in their hand at all. It's just the just missiles that they're continually throwing at Israel. And they had to realize what they were doing to their own people. You know, I can't believe they didn't realize that Israel would respond in kind for what they've done.
Well, they do it all the time, and Israel blows them up, and then Israel gives financing to try to rebuild them. But
yeah,
they have no control over Gaza. I mean, that's just, and they have no intentions ever to take Gaza over. Well, one more next subject. The climate accord peace that we had in Europe, all the countries agreed to, Trump had another gut feeling. We shouldn't do this because climate change is a hoax. Well, let me tell you, I'm almost 70 years old, and I lived through all from the 1950s all the way on. I've seen all this stuff go on. Weather is changing. Climate is changing. When I was a kid, and maybe a young kid or an early teenager, it used to snow, and the snow would hang around almost all winter long. I mean, they'd plow it up, or it would be in the fields. You get a big snowstorm, maybe you get a foot, 2 feet, it would hang around for months.
Yeah.
You get a snowstorm now, it's gone in days. Tell me that's not climate change.
Well,
also, what do we see? The storms are getting more intense, more volume. I have a rain gauge on my back porch here. This year, I've seen more inch and a half, 2 inches, and 4-inch rains than I think I've seen in any one summer period.
Hey, Jim, listen, I'm sorry. We have to go. We have to take a break, and we have another caller. Call again when you have, you know, call earlier in the show. We'll give you more time. Chris, hang on. We're going to take our final break of the day, and we'll be back.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake, a service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Today on Hey Culligan, smooth skin and soft hair comes from where? Here's Mike.
Hey Culligan, I've tried every conditioner, lotion, and body wash known to man, and my skin still feels like sandpaper.
It could be your water, Mike.
Oh, that's harsh.
More like hard water. Are you interested in smart, high-efficiency water softeners from Culligan Water?
Huh?
Want baby smooth skin and soft, luxurious hair?
Yeah, can you hurry? I have a date tonight.
We're already on the way, Mike. Let us help you out with the free in-home water test from a local Culligan Water expert at Culligan.com.
Call Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania today for all your water treatment needs and set up a free in-home water test with a water professional that knows the water where you live. Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania. Call 1-800-788-1978. That's 1-800-788-1978. Or visit them online at callculligan.com. That website again is callculligan.com. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Some intimate parts need the gentle, easy trim of a Gillette trimmer.
and some need the closeness and comfort of a Gillette Intimate Razor, while others need a Gillette Anti-Chafe Stick. Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get down there. Buy now.
As the leaves change, leave the hiring to Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
The holidays are on the way. Do you want to host gatherings of family and friends on the same old furniture? Or make a visit to Plaza House Furniture? Plaza House Furniture has been livening up folks in the Valley for over 60 years, and they have the largest selection of name-brand quality furniture from Lazy Boy, Ashley, and Craftmaster, along with bedding from Sealy and Kingsdown. They service what they sell and deliver right to your door. Custom order your furniture or use their free layaway for the holidays, too. And shop now during the fall coupon sale. Plaza House Furniture in Seals Grove and Bloomsburg. Visit anytime at plazahouse.com.
Welcome back on board On the Mark. Chris has been patiently waiting. Good morning, sir. You are on the mark, Chris, for Milton.
Yeah, I don't think Bill is a very objective observer.
Why do you say that?
He'll believe anything the right-wing media tells him and take it as gospel and believe anything Biden says will be a lie and believe, you know, like Kennedy was talking privately exactly opposite what he was spouting on air about January 6th on January 6th. And he's not really a reporter at all. He's a propaganda agent.
Oh, well, there's a new term.
My opinion.
Sort of like the MSNBC reporters, huh?
Well, I was listening to MSNBC when the report came in about the hospital. And they had their guy, who's a very good reporter there, he read it in Arabic to make sure that that's what it said and not just the translation. And he said that some things worked for the story and some things worked against it. He gave Israel more credibility than Hamas. But he did say that most of the rockets Hamas shoots are very low power compared to Israelis, and the hospital at that point seemed to have taken on much more severe damage than Hamas rocket is capable of. And then he also mentioned the possibility that perhaps arms were stored somewhere there that hit something that blew up. So I think his reporting was right on and accurate, especially for the first thing.
Well,
he did very well. And so when he says the mainstream media, well, he doesn't read the mainstream media, apparently, so I don't know how he knows that, except that the people he's listening to tells him the mainstream media said and didn't report this and didn't report that. I don't know. He's off in Trump land.
Well, I think that the mainstream media is leaning a little bit toward the Palestinian side of things.
Yeah, which is not identical with Hamas.
No, I agree with you on that.
And who's the innocent victims now? Where are the innocent victims being killed now? They're being killed in Gaza mostly, right?
So, in other words, the ones being killed now count more than the ones that were killed when the
attack
started?
No, I didn't say that at all. But I'm saying you said it would tilt toward that. Well, yeah, because that's where the innocent victims are being killed now.
Okay. Chris, call back earlier tomorrow.
I defend nothing that Hamas did about the attack.
Okay.
But you can understand it, too, in a way.
Chris, call back earlier tomorrow so we can get all your comments in. Thank you so much for being with us, everybody. Appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow with On the Mark. Call, save up your thoughts, comments, and give them to us tomorrow. This is WKOK Sunbury.